In the beginning of Parshas Samora, the Torah has a din of Tumas Kohanim, which is Kohanim are forbidden to Yitam in the Mason, except for the Zayin Kohanim, when the Torah says Lo Yitamo. And the Gemara has an afleg that if he read the Shmuel Rav Shach is Lo Yitamo, whether it's a Chiv or a Chiv, so we pass no it's a Chiv. But even if he does mind the Yitam, then Yitam and Aishab al Kohanim. Here the Torah Tinu quotes that from the Gemara is Lachem Dab Kuf and Manalas, and it also appears in Sotah Dab Gim Lam Manalas, the afleg that we see in the Shmuel. And we pass no it's a Chiv, that is a Chiv to be Yitam. And then the next passage says, "La'itama ba'bi amarav lahei chalav." So that's the quote from the first one. "La'itama b'yishta psula." Who are the zayin kohen? So the zayin kohen are the father, the mother, the brother, the sister, the son, the daughter, and then the wife. The sheru, sheru is the rishon. And the exception to the rule is "La'itama ba'bi amarav lahei chalav." So that's the quote from the first one. "La'itama b'yishta psula." So umukulavva ba'oda imo. When the kohen is married to a Gusha, or to a Zaino, or to a Halala, a woman with whom he's forbidden to be married, but he has a temporary psul of Halala. It's an interesting bit. There is a Mishnah Torah that has like that. But a Kohen who's married to a Gusha, Zaino, Halala, is not allowed to do a Vaida on the Beis Hamin, but Sagabi on his death. Ad, until he divorces the wife, or Ad, she Adivena Hanoh. If he'll take a neder not to get any Hanoh from the wife, so obviously he's going to divorce the wife. So we would allow him to do the Avodah Sakarbanos even if he didn't, let's say the Bezin is on vacation until after the summer. So go away. Yesterday was the last day the Bezin closes. They open up after Labor Day. So now the Kohen is doing Avodah Beis Hamikdash and they realize he's married to a Gusha Zayin or Halala. So if he takes a neder, which cannot be undone, and the Gemara has a whole discussion, how can he make a neder that cannot be undone? What is it going to help if he's going to take a neder? He'll go to a Bezin, he'll be not a neder. They won't realize what the whole background of the neder is. The Gemara says, no, he has to take a neder that cannot... Abbas Rabin, no. Abbas Rabin. Either neder bar Rabin, or if you're neder bar Rabin, yesh lahatar, and then a neder Abbas Rabin has no hatar. That's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. So the first pshat in the Mishnah is that it's only a din mede rabban, first pshat. It's a din mede atar, that Kozman the Kohen is married to Anisha who has three all of... He has a temporary psul of halalus and he came to Avodah Sakarbanos, and after he divorces her and after he takes a neder not to get an orphan, so the hechter is going to divorce her. So that takes off the temporary psul of halalus. The Pashup Shat is only to Abbara. Pashup Shat is only to Abbara. So the Torah's Kohanim darshes on this pasuk, and the Pashup Shat and the Torah's Kohanim is that these are Joshua Gmur, the rising. And the Spirish on Torah's Kohanim is much like that, but it's really a Dinda rise, a Din Gomor, but there's really a temporary psul of halalas. Normally we say that a woman becomes a halala. If a Kohen marries a Gusha or a Zayna, so since the Kohen is Goral Isha for Asura Lo Bisura Ekuvina, so this makes the Isha into a halala, which is Nivala the Kohen, and she's one of the Isura Ekuvina. But that he becomes a halala. That he becomes a halala. So that's the first time that he has a temporary halal. It's not permanent, temporary. It goes on that he's married to him.
So the point of this is that then he can do a voto in the second edition of the Raisa. But nevertheless, if he can do the voto, if he takes
a neder,
not another verse. Reflecting from the question we asked whether the Kohen is not allowed to be married to Gusha, nor else to have been with Gusha. For
example,
it seems that if
Yisus
is in the
Raisa, you're
saying
that somebody
doesn't have
you,
married.
Maybe, I don't know. That's 2 days in Taisis now. That's right, with 2 days in Taisis and doesn't see it. Whether it is an Issa for a country married to a Gusha Zayin. The other one is a Tzapilpul and a Achonim. Let's say whether a man is also to be married to Ishta Sota, or a man is also to be married to a Mamzeret. Let's say by mistake, a man married a Mamzeret. And he finds out later on that it's the Issa. So does he have to divorce her, or if he just separate and they're not living together, so there's no issa? So that's a pilpul and achrenim. The Tosis says lahakor and achrenim question, but the other one is mamish 2 days in Tosis. They have a machor and a gemara. There is an issa. I don't know. Even if you should hold that there's an issa, I'm guessing. Even if you show that there's an issa for the claim to be married with the grusha, that doesn't make the temporary halal. So very strange. Thing. How can it be a din deraisa? Very strange. But it's quoted by Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Whether you understand that it's a din deraisa, din derabanan, it's quoted in the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that the Kohen is married to a Gusha Zayin or Halal, is not allowed to get the first aliyah, because we treat him as temporary halal, because man that he's married to her. and it's a tshuva for Rashba like that. Mishnah, the Chayyim Sani says the Tavi Avodin Beis Hamikdash, Tavi Avodin Sakabonis and Beis Hamikdash. And the Rashba in the tshuva says not just the din Gabi Avodin Sakabonis, it's a temporary halalus, but the Rashba assumes that it's the Rabbana. And he applies it to Duchanim, we don't let the Kohen Duchanim. They don't let the Kohen get the first aliyah. They don't let the Kohen be part of the Mason either. They don't say that since he's married to the Gusha, so he's a temporary Kolos, so he's not being part of the Mason. That we don't say. They just say to take away the Midas of the Kohen, not to be not in the Yisur.
He's only allowed to be entitled to his clothes. So she died. Mm-hmm. So she has to be defined as a girl, or else she's never going to start that. She's never going to be defined in the commerce. If there's any chance of Lachamisa, so how can you also be calling him?
I can say it's in common to
right.
Oh, so that's what we suggested, that there's a machlokes of the Rambam and the Rambam, that the time being in common to his wife, Lachamisa, the right to the Rambam. So I'm going to say that that's going to put it to
machlokes. But even, because some people explain the Rambam and the Lachamisa, the Rambam and the Rambam,
say, because the Rambam and the Rambam, it's
conveys in its spot. Right, the Rambam quotes it in much. Even the Rambam, even though he holds the Raisa,
But then the Mori asks, how can the Chachamim allow the Kohen to be Mitame? If they have the Chachamim, like the Dovin, I'll tell you, who we are sick. So for that, the Rambam understands the Mori's answer, I'll see who can make sense.
So from Pashas to the Mori, that's the next Mori, the Mori's initials. So I asked,
So one could learn the Tzafus Panech, and let's have learned that that is the Nekudas of Machlokes. He suggests that the Tanaim argue whether Habal Yerushas Ishtar, whether it's feasible or not that Habal Yerushas Ishtar. So you guys, he thinks that that's the Machlokes, the two sheepish and tenses, the Yeshnefel and the Nekudas. And Habal, you think about the Yeshere Pahamis and then Yeshere Pahamis.
So that stuff is a little hard because there's a whole schedule. I mean, the shares of Isha, and Isha
If she dies, then I think the mission says it's mutter. When the wife dies, then it's mutter. Like if he divorces his wife, then it's mutter to do away with the sacrifice. But it's not inferior to the case when he takes the nether not to be nether from her. Once she's not alive anymore, so obviously he's not going to be living with her anymore. He's dead. Shabbos, what if the Kohen is not married to an Isuri Kohen? What if he's living with a sister? He's living with an Eshesish, someone else's wife. He's not violating one of the Isuri Kohen, he's very Nizr and the Kishis Kohen. He's violating Bla Sino. And that's there is a difference. It's Bla Eshesish, decree, it's Bla Eshesish, not decree. So that's a machlokes achareinim. Earlier this year, we were talking about that. That's a machlokes achareinim. The Sipinke, the Yochas Chaim, has her orders, running her orders on the whole of her time. Tanilchus, the Sias Kapayim, He quotes the Achrayim about that. But some Achrayim says, He violates the Surah Arayis, the Torah, and this is Allah's Khan. Because it's so much more commerce, it has nothing to do with this din. This din of temporary halal, the rice, the rabbon, however you understand this, the past is that it's only the rabbon. This din of temporary halal is only twice that you violate. You see it to me? Mishkav Zohar, the Ram on Sanhedrin says, Mishkav Zohar is a rice. But you say, Yahweh Bar Yavah, Mishkav Behem, and he has the Sodom.
Yes, so we're discussing about Mishkav Behem.
That's the Shem. But the Tashkis is the way you find it. That's a bit. It's more common. It is more common. But the Chorav is in a temporary halal. It only applies if he violates the Tuhuni Diki Yisrael. He's Natalia Ramesi. Yeah. What if the other kind is Natalia Ramesi? Like it is. Also, he's not allowed to get the first Aliyah, yeah? He's not allowed to let him do Avedis HaKadonis, and he's not allowed to let him do it. Okay. He violates the Isur Tuna. Until he's Makabal Tshuva, not to do it. If he's married to the wife, he's Makabal Tshuva, Shlok Zalchev, it doesn't happen. He has to divorce and take an air. If he's Makabal Shlok Zalchev, let's say Akoni went to medical school in Nisa. And then later on, he decides he's going to do Tshuva. So just because he finished medical school doesn't mean that he's going to do Tshuva. He finished it. He doesn't have to be Makami anymore. But if he's Mekabel, if Lu Yitzur, he'll forget all of his medical information, he promises now that he'll never go to medical school again. He'll never violate the Yitzur Tuna. Okay? But he's Mekabel not to violate it now. We found out wrong. So we would allow him to get the first Aliyah. But tell him that he's violating the Yitzur, and I'll let him treat him like a son.
Is this
true
that
the Yitzur
or if he just violates the Yitzur? He does it just once or twice.
He does the things, but he doesn't find it.
Do
we
have to
do the swear? No. Also not that much. But if he violates the other, the truth, that's the deal, isn't that right? But it's possible to do, our way, or not.
This is the one that the person is offering the truth of the water or something like that. Is that the only thing that one is that then you make it to the fact that the person is there, therefore the person is asking to be water?
I don't know. You could say it's an omish, and you could say that it's a form of being kai for him to be kai for the tshuva. Or you could say that it's a temporary halal. Listen to Rabban.
There is an
omish
with the cat, and the sheep, and I'm going to hold that as a cow of honor or something.
So wouldn't be able to be in a bit. Some on a level of the rice, it is a bin of an ancient in a din. A level of the rice. And she had root. Only if I stone she had root. The other function you don't say in Anshim and Adim. What is this type of timer that you get lab follow? Let's say a coin lives with a grusha as a halal, so the blood becomes a follow. What if the coin is Baal Eishishish? So the blood is a mamzer. So the blood is a mamzer, but you say, well, it's a kavachayim. Mad, if it's only Baal Eishishish and a halal, the vlad is a cholo, so he's bala, she's ish, which is more common. But certainly the vlad, in addition to being a mamzer, will also be a cholo. But you say, no, he's a kohen, he's a mamzer. Can he get the first aliyah? Can he make a tikkun adam with him? Can he do avodah on the Beis HaMikdash? It says a mamzer, doesn't it? A mamzer? What? A mamzer is a short pasuk, same as anybody else. Well, the Achrayim says that moms can't write a Sefer Torah, so they say it doesn't make any sense. So the Shach writes in there, you can't write that parsha that you have a moms of the Kalashen, because we know that in his heart he probably has kalumis against that person. Shouldn't get that aliyah, because he probably doesn't, is not too happy about that person. Is he even a different aliyah? Is he like any other Jew?
Can't marry
Jews, no, that's all. Can't marry Jews, no. He has to marry a Mamzeris, he has to marry a Yeris. That's the shah. He said that it's a kavachayim. Ma, the kavachayim is brala gusha zayin v'chalolus, and the blood is a chalol. He is certainly so. But he say no. Just like the temporary chalolus on him, is only if he violates the suri kun. But if he violates the suri kohol, has nothing to do with his temporary chalolus. It violates if the blood is a mamzer because of the suri kohol. It's not the suri kun. There will not be a chol. So that's a big deal in achrayim. Same havlom nidiga yecheskel has the leaf that he quotes from Yishayim. The foolish of Machlokis and Habra Yvinter, of course, the Yitzvah, I think, and other Yishayim, Rashi and the Yitzvah, and Habra Yvinter have a Machlokis about this Yishayim. So Shaila Alokha Lamaisa, by Yishayim Hara. A Koyin marries an Eish Yisich. Koyin does not marry a Gusha. He's not going to marry a girl who got divorced from the first husband. He marries a girl who didn't get divorced from the first husband. He's still married to the first husband. Does not Chalila violate the Yisuri Kuhuna? He violates Lai Sina. So what's the din? So the Vlad is a mamzer, Lai Sman the Pelik. Vlad is a mamzer. The Shaila is a Vlad or a Chalo. Can you be a Chalo and a mamzer with a Vasacha? So is that contribute?
The only thing we get is that how many is taken maybe only twice in Kini Kuhuna, because the whole concept of temporary halal is
permanent halal. So that's a digun in Achronim, and in the Yecheskel quotes all the literature. Of course, the Beit Shmuel of Halkos Mafalking, and he quotes earlier, the Rishonim, and the Ramos of Tonim. So Shailan, level of the rank. What's the thing if the husband is Matamah for his wife? So the Gemara says, Ishtay Arisa, he's only Erisim, the Baal is not Yerish, he's not Matamilo, he's not Mason of Dera, he doesn't have all the dinim of Sherish. Sherish Arisa is only by Nesuah. It's only by Yitzin Nesuah, and Baalah is Oinen of Dera, Matamilo, Mason of Dera, and so on. It's only by Nesuah. So you see that there are obviously parts. There are two levels of issues. There's a lot of Tzivit. You got a little bit Tzivit, you see. So Erisim is an incomplete issue, and Nesuah is a complete issue. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me la'itama ba'abiyamav la'hechala that the husband is not permitted to be mitami? The claim is not allowed to be mitami to his wife. When she dies, if she was a gusha zayin v'chalolot, that she is temporarily mitubo b'yoy de'imo. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the husband is not mitami? If a kohen marries a gusha zayin v'chalolot, a kibushin toksin, obviously yes. You see from the pasuk kibushin atoksin. That's why I need a pasuk to say that he's not mitami lo. After she dies, otherwise, if you say any kibushin toksin, the kohen the gusha, you wouldn't need a pasuk to say that he's not having it. You don't need a pasuk to say that he's not mitami lo when she dies. He's not his wife. He wasn't his wife. They were never married. It's obviously the kibushin atoksin. That's what it was. Kibushin atoksin. But the question is, Kiddush and Atoksin is not enough. You have to say that Nisu and Atoksin also. Nisu and Atoksin, and when she dies, he's still not Matamiva. Because of the fact that she's an Ishto Asurova. Because of her, if you would say that Atoksin and Ari Zagrusha is only Erisin is Tatis, Kiddush and Atoksin are not Nisu, and so then again, what would you need a Pasuk for unless you say that this group is what the Pasuk tells me? That if Atoksin marries a Grusha Zainava Halala, so there's no Nisu. So what's Taka to do? Let's say Atoksin marries a Grusha Zainava Halala, and she takes a Nether. Can he be made for the nether or not? He has to divorce her. But before he gets to divorce her, the bedroom is on vacation. Yesterday, of course. Not going to come back to live for Lebanon. So that's the Shaila. Can the husband be made for the nidra yishto? He had everything and he's suing. And then he decides to become a Baal Shuvah and he says the woman with the Gusha Zenu, halala, he has to divorce her. But he didn't divorce her yet. Can he be made for the Dereha? So the Raman quotes, I'm a foolish perceptor. I don't remember any of the more. The Raman quotes, I'm a foolish perceptor that yes. Really?
No. I'm saying, why isn't it the regular machlokas tanaim about whether when a guy marries a girl, as in, you know, one time it says the only usur card is no, it's not helpless, and the other one says only usur.
You're about Tiva and the Rabbanon, yeah. The Gemara. The
Koyamana is an essay.
A loisa.
Right.
Gemara in the beginning of the next pair talks about that. Gemara in the beginning of the next pair says, the machlokas. Rabbi Akiva holds any condition tells him a chayvi lavin, that means that the Yisrael marries a mamzeres, Kiddush and Anat Tosin. What would Rabbi Akiva say? So the Gemara says, what would Rabbi Akiva say by Yisuri Tuna? What if the Kohen marries a Gusha? Would you say that it's not Tosin or not? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanai. He said, the Pashut Shita is. On the first balcony, Chavtes on this, the Gemara has. Pashut Shata is the reason Rabbi Akiva will hold the Kiddush Tosin Machadi Lavin is only. Chadi Lavin get a shovel not over. Chadi Lavin of Tuna not. Rabbi Kiva would be more than that. Not Tosin anymore. There's no, but there are other Tanaim who say that Rabbi Kiva even said a sheik by Chadi Lavin the Kuhuna. But it's still a case where Kedushin would be Tosin. You have the case of Almona the Kangol. If a Kangol, if a Kangol marries an Almona. The Kangol marries an Almona. And then the Gemara says that there's another Tanaim of Yeshiva of the claims the bottom of Chavtes and Beis. Yeshua claims within Rabbi Akiva that even if Kangola marries an Amon is Enkidush and Tosin. Enkidush and Tosin. So where do you have the case? Rabbi Akiva has to agree also. There's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, Kisiyenu Yishtein Hashem Ho'achas Ahuvah Ho'achas Tinov Yodol Abon Ho'ahuv Asnuch. So Kisiyenu Yish means that he's married. That's not that he's Mizana with Tilakshin. He's Mizana with the Punya. Kisiyenu Yish means that there's Havai. Havai means this is Kiddushin. How can you have Rachas Ahu, Rachas Snua? He loves one and he hates the other one. The third is God that he hates it. Mar says, no, Snua ben Yisrael. One of them is Yisrael, one of them is married to Yisrael, one is married to Heth. So Mar says, you see from that passage, that Kiddushin Atosin, even though you're not allowed to be married to the woman. So who is that? What's the Hechitimsu? That the man is married. So Mar says, if you hold the way we hold the normal sheet, that Kiddushin Atosin, the Chayvi Lavin, and he says, so it's married to Mamzeres. Sure. So it's married to Mamzeres, that the Kiddushin Atosin. If you have a Rabbi Akiva, though, the institution talks in the Chayvi Lavin, what do you do with the Pasuk? So Yimar says, the Pasuk is all, and Chayvi Lavin the Kun. But what if you hold like that time, like that time? Yimar says, it goes on Chayvi Yesen. That was, that Rabbi Akiva would be murdered by Tengaru Bibu'ulo. A Bu'ulo the Tengaru, even Rabbi Akiva, even the bigger sheep would agree. Right, okay. You can have a mamzer that is a follower. Shailos is necessarily said that every mamzer is a follower. Does it have to follow that without Shailos? Does it every mamzer have to be a follower? He says they can be both. You can make that with both titles, right? Why not? You can. I can give you a simple case where you have a mamzer as a fellow. Let's say the man is a kohen fellow and he marries and he lives with an Eishes Ish and he has a vlog, so he is a fellow. So the child is going to be a mamzer because he's born Eishes Ish. The child will be a fellow because he's a fellow. You can have, but a mamzer with a fellow is possible. The child is okay. After him, have a view on is. Is every vlog that's a fellow automatically, every vlog that's a mamzer automatically a fellow? Or do you say no? Not necessarily so, unless the father is a fellow. Or unless it was one of these three things.
The parsha over there is talking about whether that before getting peace nine. So the sukkim seems to be going to the woods, going to the father's mind, if his family is ready to provide up to solution. And it was saying that it's new on me, it's new on me on the sukkim, that he did something that was.
Gemara, I think, adds on a drasha. I don't think the Gemara means pshutish on it. The Gemara says, Ahuga min Yisrael, it's still in Yisrael. It's a drasha. It's not the pshutish on it. The Parashat Vayikra has an additional level of interpretation. And according to that additional level of interpretation, the Pasuk still reads, Yisrael read, that there is Havai, that there is Jesus Kiddushin, you know it's in Yisrael or in Yisrael. So the Gemara says on the top of Lama Namar Aleph, in the Sudut, that even Rabbi Kiva will agree that by Abul or the Tangaru, by Abul or the Tangaru, that Kiddushin will be toxic. Why is it happen later by Buddha with Angola? That Kiddushin are toxic. Why should that be different? I would have said pshat that Bulu Tangar was only an Easter essay, Shemesh Shavah Bakol. Mitzvah Dadan is also only Easter essay. That's an Easter essay, Shemesh Shavah Bakol. Bulu Tangar is an Easter essay, Shemesh Shavah Bakol. That's what I would have not said. I would have, why should it make a difference whether it's Easter essay? That is the correct shot. That is the correct shot. After I was straightened out of that, I didn't think that was right. I thought that why should it make a difference whether it's an Isra Esi Hashem HaBakol or an Isra Esi Shein Hashem HaBakol. And the mitzvah that Doim is an Isra Esi and the Rabbi Kiva Hall and the Institution Post. But an Isra Esi Abdul Rukam Gavu keep the Sulam Yama Vita Chisha, it says in the Kodesh twice in this week's letter. So that's an Isra Esi. So why should it make a difference whether Shem HaBakol or Isra HaBakol, why should it make a difference? Because the Gemara says that is the thing. I thought that the Gemara meant a fancy pshat, which is incorrect. I thought the Gemara meant to say like this, that Bulu Tangor is not an Isser essay. It's a bitl essay. It's not an aver. It's just that he's not doing the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on the Tangor that he should marry a psula. He marries a bulu, so he's not doing an aver. It's just that he didn't do a mitzvah. That's what I thought the pshat in the Gemara was. So the Macheshes has a whole essay that he shows that it's not correct. Macheshes has in Chelek Beis, that's a very beautiful lesson. Chelek Beis Simon Yud Tes has a long Arichus. He writes a whole fancy Melichus on the Gemara in Yevamos that this Sugya Bulu L'Tangolo, so he shows that it's not correct what I said. He shows that Bulu L'Tangolo is both an Isser essay and a Mitzvah essay. And he gives you an Achiminus Ladina. He starts off by discussing the Tosis on Laman Amar Aleph, Sutas of Laman Aleph, the last line of Yigib and Aleph, Bulu L'Tangolo. The Tosis on the last line presents a machlokes to Rabbi Netan of the other Rishon, what's the name of Uva Satsma Lutangol? What if Lutangol was a Boal HaPsula, and then he decides he wants to marry her? Is he permitted to marry her or not? So Imam says, Imam is not allowed. But there's a machlokes to Rabbi Netan of the other Rishon, whether that Easter is an Easter de Araisu or an Easter de Rabbana. The Tosis proves in the Gemara Mashim, the Uva Satsma Asura London Ater. At the last line, and Laman Amar Aleph places the Mamaska Lita Benai. So they say, if you read the Gemara in the Vamas, the afternoon pass, it would be Mashma there, they tell you how it's Mashma. The Buddha Satsma Surah Lana Natar. So Abin Tam Lo Pirish Ten. Abin Tam Ho, the Buddha Satsma Zong Gura Brahma. How did he deal with that Gemara? So that's what the Machesh is, has a long essay on. To explain how places learn the Gemara and how the Rabbi Tam learns the Gemara. So in the middle of his essay, he shows the Pshat in that Gemara. He says, if you hold the Buddha Satsma is the Raisa, where the Bali Atesis hold, so how does a Tangodl ever live with his wife? The Chabula Satsma. Krum a Tangodl, he wasn't Mizanah with the girl before he got married. Krum, he gets married, with Mizanah with Nusha, and then he lives with his wife. So it's only Bishas Kiddush. It's only Bishas Kiddush. So what kind of din is that? What if a Tain is married to a woman that she became a Zayin HaChalol of Nusha after being married? Yeah, she became Asura after she was married. She becomes Asura after she's Asura. She's Asura. So she becomes a Buddha after she's married her. So she should also be Asura. Even though the Buddha Satsuma is not there, I say. So the Mishnah Nivamis draws a distinction. Mishnah Nivamis and the Samah Hamanah draws a distinction between whether the change occurred in the husband or in the wife. If the change occurs in the wife, the Shtani Gufa, then I say the Heter that he had with his wife is only on the first wife. Now she's a Panim Chadosh in both counts, like a different wife. Hashemi came, if the change occurs in the husband, then the wife was with Terasel. His wife was with Terasel. So even though now he's a Kohen Hedid married Haman. And then he's appointed to Kohen Gadol. So Mishnah says he doesn't have to divorce his wife. He married the Heter, so she remains by him. She remains by him. But if the change occurs in the wife, then he does have to divorce. What changed? What can happen to the woman? Let's say the woman becomes let's say, Nusha. So a man is married to his wife and he gives her a get. So if the get is chal, so he's not married to his wife anymore, so he doesn't have to. What if he gives his wife a get? That's not chal. The Gemara Darshan's on the post. The husband gives a get to his wife, but it's not chal. The Gemara calls it reyach get. But the Ram holds that reyach get is only the Rabbana. The Shavisari has a tshuva, the tshuva sachadosh, is what he says, that the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. The last person is that a reyach get is a dindar aisa. But if the husband gives his wife, husband is a person, he gives his wife a gift, and he says, Harei Zagita, the Harei Giyat Nateres Mishum Adam. So the get is not matter her to anybody. So the Gemara says the get is Mishkin get. But it's enough of a get to make her a grusha that she's Asur Labailo. So why don't you say, how can she be Asur Labailo? But since he married her to Heter, at the time that he married my Heter, and he's still married to her because the get was Michal, I want to say that that's the halacha, that every wife is Nateres Labailo. Just like if the Kohen Hedger marries an Almana, and then he's appointed Kohen Gadol, so he doesn't have to divorce his wife, Mishkin says the Almana, since he married the Heter. So he remains, the Yishtar remains Mutara Seva. So why not say the same over here? So Yimori has that Tashin Yvonis. So Yimori draws a distinction between whether the Shinui occurred in the husband or the Shinui occurred in the wife. If the Shinui occurred, the wife stays the same. The Shinui occurs in the husband, but he is elevated to become a Kohen Gadol, then she remains Mutara Seva. Since she was Mutara Seva from Kriyas Yishtar, so she remains Mutara Seva as well later also. So then that an Eishu Sish she's Mutaris Labaila. The wife remains Mutaris Labaila, even though there should have been a Nis. It's not some an Eishu Sish she's Mutaris Labaila, because it's not a Pani Habar Apuya, it's not a B.I.P. No. It's like the Heter issues that were there, Mitzila is locked in. The Heter that the husband had with his wife in the very beginning of the marriage remains a Heter come what may. But that's only if she remains the same woman. But let's say she becomes a Saita. She becomes a Saita. Saita so about, you don't say that since at the time that he married her, she wasn't a Saita. So she's Mizana Tafka, she remains Mekar. You don't say that. She becomes a Saita, so the Shini is in her. Or she becomes a Grusha. A Grusha, but they're still married. Let's say Ariya Hager. So she becomes a Grusha Tafka. So he never had Heter issues with this woman. He had Heter issues with a different woman. Right. So Bahreya, you have to say like that. So that's the shaila. How is the Kohen Gadol? How can the Kohen Gadol get married once he's going to live with his wife? So she's a bula. So she'll have to divorce his wife. So the Gemara has that down. The Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. It's understood that the din of bula. So if you hold like that, if you hold like that, in the time that bula satz is going to rabbanon, so it's nicher. That they only ask the bula satz if he was bula before he got married. But if he's bula during marriage, they wanted to make life difficult. They didn't want to make life impossible. Kangal has to get divorced from his wife every day. Every day he has to take another wife, so that's too much. It is, you are like Taisis, the Bula Tatsmas, that we have been there, I say. So how does it work? Why doesn't Kangal have to get divorced right away? And it's Ishtani Gupa, the change is in her, so you can't say that the Heter is the Heter issues remains. She remains Mutaris Labad. There is a din of the Isha becomes a Surah Labal, so he has to divorce her. So she becomes a Bula, Bula Satsma, so why doesn't he have to divorce her? So the answer is, that's what everybody said. That the din of Bula, Asura, Lekayin only applies, Lo Yitofu, Bishas Kifa. If Bishas Kifa, she's a Bula, then it's awesome. If Bishas Kifa, she wasn't a Bula, then there's no din of, then the din doesn't apply. But you have to look in the Gemara there. The Gemara has. So what if the Kohen Gadol marries a Bahula? So you say, Papa, he violated the use of the Shas when he married her. Briyadav lo teitzeh. That's so. And this is Briyadav lo teitzeh. The Gemara says not so. If this is correct, what he just says, like he's saying, this is lo teitzeh, and every time he marries a Bahula, he shouldn't have to get divorced. The whole reason was only the Shas Hakicha. So now the Tom Avera, he already violated Avera. He's not violating the Avera more later on by remaining Aita. He's seeking him on Aita. He's just takes it. That's the good divorce. So what's the territory over here by Bula Sasha? That's what the Machashis has a whole favor. That there are two dinim. There's one dinim that there's an Isser Asse, and there's one dinim that there's a Kiyam Asse. Isser Asse applies even later, even after the marriage. And the Kiyam Asse, that he's Mavakul, and if he's, once he's Mavakul, it's very Papal, and you don't have to get divorced. That's only by Bula Sasha, not by him. Not by Gula Sasha. He has a whole page on this. How do you interpret it anymore?
According to Rabbanan, he has not both his intelligence, he did all of the days in 2 weeks of the year, that how it can care about Mukha's AIDS. And Rabbanan says that Mukha's AIDS is contributing to the world. So if I'm there, he has to be married to the world.
It says so in the numbers. And God was not right now in Mukha's AIDS. I think there's a whole figure. Here he quotes it. Moon test. Not right now, you're Bulgarian. So the Rambam quotes at the Ferishi Pesachta, what's the din in this case? What does the pasuk tell me? That the Kohen is not permitted to be Nitami to Ishto who was a Gusha Zayna Bahalala. Why not? Because she was with the Nisuin was Mikal. So he only had Davis and there was no Nisuin. The Rambam likes the Ferish Naksa. But if the Kohen is married to a Gusha Zayna Bahalala, if he's still married to an Amzeres, and he didn't get divorced yet, and she took a Neder, so he can be made for the Neder. He can only be made for the Neder during Nisuin. He cannot be made for the Neder during Erisin. So you see the foolish that there is Nisuin. It's a foolish, it's just like Zeris HaKos, the time of Bab Yamav, the whole time, because it's, he was married to the woman, the Yisui Kuna, so he's not the time of her. But it doesn't mean that the Yishus is incomplete. There's only one case, but the Gemara sounds like it says that if a man is married to a woman, the Yisui, that the Yishus is incomplete. That's by a Seiko. If a man is married to a Seiko, then it would appear from the Gemara that the Yishus is incomplete. It's not that. It's not like a Kohen is married to a Grusha, Yisrael is married to a Mamzeres, that the Yishus is complete and there is an Issa Menachut. There is an Issa Menachut, just that there is an Issa Menachut. By Yisrael who is living with a Seika, his own wife, Ishto Seika, it would appear to the Gemara that the Yishus is an incomplete Issa. And Abinazer interprets, in the Tshuva, interprets Abinazer, who explains where did this come from. So he says, how did the Gemara know to distinguish between Seika as opposed to the other? So you see, because it says by Seika, and it says in the Kuzari, he writes in the children, it says in the Sefer Kuzari that the Melech asked the Chacham, why do the Jews keep the laws of Torah? Why don't they observe the laws of Tumah V'Tahara? So the Chacham answered that the laws of Tumah V'Tahara are only relevant when you have a Beis HaMikdash, when you have Tumah, when you have Kachim. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Tumah, we don't have Kachim. So it doesn't apply. So then he asked him, what about the laws of Nida? He says, no, the laws of Nida have nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. Nida Labayla is a separate thing, and Tumah V'Tahara of Nida is a separate thing. So the Abinezer quotes that you say from the Kuzari that Inyone Tumah are a spirit in Yone Kedusha. That's what the Kuzari, that's what the Chavri answers. When you have Tumah, it's Poygim in the Kedusha. When you have Tumah has Kedusha, and Kavanah has Kedusha, and Makam HaMikdash has Kedusha, and Avodah HaKavanah has Kedusha, when it comes to Inyone Kedusha, so Tumah and Kedusha are tied to the Zari. But we're not Oisik today in any Inyone Kedusha. Yeah, because the Torah is given a mezuzah, that's the Yom Kedusha also, but that's, since it's a different level of Kedusha, so the Tumah is not Poygim enough. But the Tumah, if the Kohen would be Tomei, if the soul would be Tomei, that would be a part of the Sasri, that Kohen should be Avodas HaKorbanos, that the soul should enter the Beis HaMikdash, and the Korbanos, Tumah is a sphere with Kedusha. So the Abinezer claims that that's what the Pasuk says, V'nitmo, means that whenever people are married, so there's Kedusha. Why is it called Kedusha? Because the Gemara says in Kedusha, it's Alishna de Rabbanon. So the Pasha Pshat, Zamalitza, the Rabbana, they call marriage Kiddushin, but on a level of the Raisa, it doesn't mean anything. So the Abinazer shows that it's not so. The Rakama, the Kama, the Moros, but the Lishna is a Lishna, the Rabbana, that you say, Haleah, the Kadesh, and the Chumash, and Tanakh, and other fine like that. You have Arusa, the Kucha, Havaya, all kinds of other things, you have the fine Kiddushin. But the concept that when a couple are married, there's certain type of Kiddushin there, is very strange. The Lishna is the Lishna Rabbana, but the concept is the concept deraisa. So he says the concept is deraisa that when a couple are married, there's some type of Kedusha. So if the woman becomes a Soita, this is Poygim in the Kedusha, so Yishus, and that's why he's not allowed to be married with his wife. He says that's why it says, he puts a Rashi like that. Rashi in the beginning of Soita, and Davav. Says like that in interpreting that Gemara that states this point, that a Soita Labayla is an incomplete Yishus, as opposed to a Mamzeres Labayla, and a Grusha Zayna Vachalol on the coin, that it's not an incomplete Yishus. These people have a full issues, that there's an issue. Asheni came to circle the bylaws, it's a pagamani issue. Because it says the nitma means that it's a spirit of Kedusha, it's poison in Kedusha. So maybe that's why the Gemara has a din in Yevamos. At the end of Yevamos, the Gemara says that if a man is married with his wife and she became a seika and then she took a neder, he cannot be made for her nedar, a mishnah. But if a man is married to his wife, everything with Nisuin, and the Baal is made for Nidre Yishto, but she happens to be a Seika, the Rambam quoted the Tosefta that if a Kohen is married to a Gush or a Yisrael is married to Mamzer, so they have to get divorced. Because now that they're married, if she takes the Nidre, the Baal can be made for the Nidre, because it's a full issue. And the Mishnah says that if a man is married to his wife with a Seika, he cannot be made for the Nidre. So the Gemara goes that this into a Dashin in time of the Torah. Gemara gives a reason why can a Baal not be made in the Torah. Because time of Mayam Rahman, a Baal made in the Torah Yishto, today she like his Gano, love, and half of his Gano, his Gano. The husband can only be made in the Torah, she can only be known, the Meen and Nefesh. Not time she makes any nether. The husband has a right to be made. Only be known, the Meen and Nefesh. And why is that? Why? It can only be made for these endurance. So obviously, the Torah wants that there should be shalom bayis. So they should let the Gana alone. Here the Torah wants that there should not be shalom bayis. The Torah wants that the husband should divorce his wife. So if you're going with Darshin and Taimer, it works. So you could have said the same thing by Kohen is married to a Gusha, you saw the marital mamzer. Pizgana, we don't want him to remain married with the wife. And you don't say like that. The Rambam quotes to the fellowship and says that it is made in the religion. So however, you have to say that perhaps you can say, not to say that it's a Dinder Rabbon, you could say that it's only a Knas from the Rabbon in that Mishnah. But if you want to say that it's a real Dinder Raisa, that the Baal is not made for Nidre Yishtav, she's a Seiko, then you have to say this distinction that the other name is a name. But by Yishtav Seiko, the issue is incomplete. It's an incomplete issue. And he says that the Gemara got this from the Loshon HaPasuk that says the name. We were discussing before, what if the Kohen is not living with the Grusha Zayin V'Chalol, what if he's living with the Nation Sish? So that's not Isuri Kun. So that's why the Pashtus is that it wouldn't tackle him the Avodah. It wouldn't tackle. Not a nice thing. But he's going to fill Hashem because he should be the rabbi. The rabbi is Baal Eish Sish. The Kohen is Baal Eish Sish. What can you do? The Pashtus, it would appear from the Machloek Zachorin. The Pashtus seems bigger. It doesn't hassle him to do him and to get the first Aliyah to do the Avodah Sakabon. What if the Kohen shaves with a razor? We've said also, shaves with a razor. But if he's a Tamil Mason, and if he's not the Isha Bavera, so then he's violating one of the terms that's uniquely Kohunitic is. Shaves with a razor, that's not uniquely Kohunitic. So the Pesach points out in the first part of the Bible that it's not so. And it says in the next part of the Yipruchu Korcha Verosham, of Yazi Kohunitic, Aleph, Adiv Saram, Laisu, Tusarote. So even though Rashi quotes from the Gemara Kedushin and the Makis, that even though there's a pasuk involved, that all of these didn't apply to Yisrael also, I need a tuk-tuk and a pasuk by the Kohanim and a pasuk by Yisrael. If they had the psukim in Chumash Dvar, Rashi Pshat, he would have understood that there's no special pasuk, no special Yisrael by Kohanim. The same Yisrael, shaving off the payas by the Kohen and ripping off Korach Alameis and making Sarotes, is the same Yisrael by Yisrael and by Yisrael. The Pashtus says that it's the same. There's nothing unique over here. So the Pesach shows from the Gemara that it's not so. That if Yisrael shaves off his payas, it only violates Allah. And if the Kohen shaves off his payas, or if he violates the Issur Tusarot, if he does Korcha, he violates Allah's Esther V'Esther. Kadosh and Yiyud are the same. So Allah's Esther V'Esther. So you see, the Pesach shows from the Gemara. You see that it's called an Issur Kunit that you did. Noisaf al-Kaf, that it's a general thing that applies to Kohen Yisrael, the fact that it's written here in Parshas and Mor, in the middle of all the special dinim of Kohanim, and it's written by Yibri Chukhov of Rashi, it's written on the Kohanim. Even though we know from the other Pesukim that it's not limited to the Kohanim, but it's also uniquely Kohunitic Yis. That's why the Gemara has a whole discussion when you have so you have Tiglachas Nozir, or Tiglachas Mitzorah, as a mitzvah to do the Tiglachas. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know that you're permitted to do the Tiglachas even if he's a Kohen? Even if he's a Yisrael, the mitzvah of doing Tiglachas is Deicha the Yisrael of shaving off the Kohen. Eser Deicha Lo Yisrael. What if he's a Kohen? It should be a Din of Ein Eser Deicha Lo Yisrael Yisrael. Because the Kohen who shaves off his Kohen not only violates the Lo Yisrael, but it violates the Eser Kedosh and Yisrael Kohen. You see, it's a Kunitik Edith. So the pasuk says it. What do you think of it? Among the many dinim, we spoke about a lot of these dinim this year, all year long. We're dealing with these dinim. Among the many dinim in the Chumash,
the din of Tzidua,
special pasuk. The Gemara has a whole rush to prove that even if the Nazir or the Mitzvah is fine, it still does it to God. So the Gemara, why it takes to explain to the Gemara? Why do you need an additional pasuk? By the time it's the Nazir of the Lesser, not just a plain Lesser. what's the Yetzer Kadosh and need other things? You see that the Kohen who shaves off his shaves it away there also can't go, also can get the first on. I would have thought Kohen shaves it away there, like he eats trafus and the Halshab does other instruments. At the end he says, no, that's called the Kohen that they can do. That's the Kohen that they use. That's what it's doing coming along. Kohen that they do.
Is that
mean that since it's only an S, it should be possible? I don't know, maybe. What if a Kongodal is married to a Bula, an Amona? A Bula makes sense. It's also only an S. So it wouldn't possible. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. It still is a drop. But there's a Decha Shnei Lavin with the whole deal in the paste. An essay is not Decha Alois Esther Esther. Here you only have an essay. You don't have an essay, you have an that's if he shaves with a razor, he violates Kadosh and Yud Alekem, and he violates Lo Yigal Eichot. The Yisr against shaving is an essay, Lo Yisr. The mitzvah, yes, to shave off the payas is the essay of the Glachas Mitzvah of the Nazir, the Glachas Mitzvah of the Mitzvah. So the Mon needs a pasuk to prove that even if the Nazir of the Mitzvah happens to be a Kohen, he still does with the Glachas Mitzvah. I don't think so. Because if not, for the special person, I would have thought that not. Why not? Because the essay of the Glachas Mitzvah of the Nazir or the Mitzvah should not have had the power to be done for the Lois S of the essay involved when a Kohen is going to shave off his face.
That's
for
Lo Mahayas
Mahayas. It's more as if you can figure out that one essay is greater than the other, that's the Lois S of the then I would have thought that the one essay is greater than the other. The last stop in Kulin, the Marshal is like that. Mayo may have asked my essay to Kinto. That was one essay. It was obviously greater than the other, and you would have said that it would be there. Why have we kept it? The Harris was better than the Marshal. I would have thought it was greater than the other. Maybe. 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 Among the many dinim in this Kutsada, which we haven't discussed that much this year, the other dinim we discussed an awful lot. One of the dinim is that a zar shachal truma b'shegig has to give karen b'chaymesh ish kerechu kodesh b'shgava. The kodesh means that it's truma. A zar. A zar shachal truma b'shgava. V'yasu b'chamishisa. All of that we give truma b'chaymesh. What does he give? V'nasa l'achayin es ha-kodesh. He doesn't pay in cash. He doesn't pay by check. Ashi tot from the Torah God. Mishnayis like that. Ene perei l'amboes. Al-a-kodesh al-kodesh b'hen nasim truma. He has to give dava ha-roi v'yas-kodesh. This din of Tosefes Chaimish, that the Mosek Chaimish only applies if the Zar is Ochal Truma B'Shogeg, if the Zar is Ochal Truma B'Mezid, then he doesn't have to be Mosek Chaimish. He has to pay the Karen like a Ganav, like a Mazik. He ate the Shogeg of B'Mezid. He ate somebody else's Truma. So of course he has to pay the Karen. But the Chaimish he doesn't have to add, doesn't have to give, and the Karen that he gives will not be Nasa Kodesh. Kodesh did that. Nasim Truma only applies to Shegin, doesn't apply to Mezid. Does he have to give Dabah HaRodiyah's Kodesh? Azar Shachal Truma to Mezid, and he only has to give Karen, he doesn't have to give Chaimish, and the Karen that he gives will not become Nepach Niyas Kodesh, so does he have to give Peris or not? So the Pashti says that he does not have to give Peris. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. That even if he's Azar Shachal Truma to Mezid, he has to give Peris, and the Peris will not be converted into Kodesh. Will not be Nasim Truma. So the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam, Hilk of Trumas. So how does he know, why should he have to give payers in the first place? And it's not, the whole mark of the din is, you have to give payers, but if you give payers, then it's not going to be Nasim Truma. Why did he have to give it in the first place? When you give this, let's say a farmer has bushels of tevel. So he has to pay, so why can't he pay cash? Pay by check, pay by money. What does he have to give? He ate potatoes, he has to give potatoes.
But the potatoes that he gives will not be nasim shumah. If he ate tomatoes, he has to give tomatoes, the same type of thing, but it won't be nasim shumah. So what does he have to give that min? What does he have to give davar haroidi as kaddish? It's not going to be chal dushan with anyone. That's the Mishlam Melech Tain against the Rambam. And he says, the Rash says the Feirish against the Rambam. That's a famous Rash. That Rash in Trumas is a famous Rash that people who don't learn Trumas know. I know it from the places in Exubis. We have a places in Exubis. On Lamed, on the days, places in Amaskar, Zashach of Shuma. Comes up with a Kiddush that we always thought that there were two types of Tashlumen. There's a Tashlumen of Mammon and a Tashlumen of Knas. And they were chiluki din, if the moment it's not, but if it's not spiked at the time of the time of chiluki din. So Tosin comes up with a third category, kaparot. There's moment, there's not, and kaparot. What's an akamina between kaparot as opposed to the other two? So Tosin calls on akamina is a whole list of an akamina. So one akamina is that ain't kaparot at least. If the person died, you can collect not, you can collect moment, there's a sheep and a person, you can collect kaparot, and kaparot amazing. Not enough to mean that kapara is not cancelled based on kamla with the rabbinic. Kamla with the rabbinic cancels, mamana cancels, not, but it doesn't cancel kapara. And not enough to mean it, because it quotes is mechila. What if I owe you money? So if I owe you karen, the case where you can be more for the karen, you can be more for the knas. But if I owe you a chiv, this kapara, you cannot be more for the kapara. And then they give more enough to mean, suffix. What if you have a suffix? The suffix, mamana lakula, mechina chriya levarai, whether it's mamana, whether it's knas. But if it's kapara, and kapor is treated like a mitzvah and suffix their eyes, and you have to pay the money if it's a kapor. And you give more naftimim, give more. If you collect all the Rishon, comes out, I think, six naftimim. It echoed them, some Rishon hold, they write and hold them both kami. It echoed them by kapor. Kami with kami, if you look at dinim lava. So Tosis has to prove that each din is true. How do they get all this? How do you know that there's no mechila by kapor? Maybe I'll continue. You'll just say there's no mechila by kapor. What's kapor? What's mamen we know? What's knas we know? Where do you have a chila that's kapor? Yeah, going to Torah Mikvah is a gamri, that's a good entitlement. We're talking about paying money. Yeah, that's a gamri, a good entitlement. Within the payments of money, there are three. Is there payment of money that's... So there is a Gemara at the end of Bava Kama. At the end of Bava Kama, there is a Gemara. The Gemara had a half a minute to think that paying Chomesh is Kaporo. It's a Mashalon that it's not. That it's not Kaporo. No money. That's the Gemara. The place is claimed, but that's only the Chomesh by Shluas HaPikotin. If you say that I owe you $100 and I swear that I don't owe you a penny and Nishbal Hashek, and then I said later on that I swore falsely, so the Chumash writes in Parshas Vayikra that I have to pay Karen the Chumash and I have to bring Hashem to Zeloiz. So that Chumash, the Gemara had a Havamin in the end of the calendar. The Chesu said the Gemara had a Havamin in the Chumash is Kapor. The Kamash belongs to the Mishnah, from the Brisa that it's not Kapor, that it's Mamoni. So what is Kapor? Is anything Kapor? Once the Gemara is doing for that, is there such a concept as kapor? Tosfos builds up a whole case. Obviously, they hold that there is such a category of tashlumen that's kapor. The Tosfos says, well, not one kufa kapor. The Gemara had a shayla in Bava Kama, but a kufa mamayna kufa kapor. Hashem mo shahar v'sadam, so the Bava Shor takes place. Is that kufa or mamayna or kapor? The Gemara says on the last half of Nehemiah Nairis, that why is it that moide b'shlosh mishalai that is kapor? If my Sharam was killed in Avakani, I'll pay Shlosh Mishalevit. If my Sharam was killed in Adam, I pay Kofer. If I'm right there, then I'm Chayyid. Shlosh Mishalevit, the Mishnah says I'm Kofer. Any Mishalam Alpi Yatzma, because it's Knas. The Maidim Knas is Kofer. But if I'm right there, that my Sharam killed in Adam, and I'm Chayyid Kofer, then I do pay. So why do I pay? Why don't you say Maidim Knas Kofer? So the answer is that it's not Knas, it's Kufa Kofer. So that's one case. That Kofer, that Kufa is Kofer, so Taisa says, that the Yorshim have to pay the kofer to the children of the Horub, by Behem and Marshamo killed another. So the Yorshim cannot be meichel the kapor. Even if they scream, they want to be meichel, they can't. I have to pay them the kapor. They can return it to me if they want. They can give it back. They became meichel the kofer because kofer kapor. And you wouldn't say, come over the rabbi, the papa used to place my name, kapor lames, and if I die before I pay the kofer, my Yorshim won't have to pay the kofer. Please go to the Torah and the rabbi says that it would be believed to say that I have to pay kofer, it's not called, and it's not a kapara, it's not a kofer, it's not a kofer. Then it does give another nafkimina, and they quote a Mishnah in Trumas. that a zar shayachot from a bishege has to give kerem chaimesh. If the kohen wants to be meichel, any yachol limchah. That a zar shayachot from a bemezid only has to pay kerem. This is a tesis on laman amadei. So the man for zar shayachot, same tesis we mentioned before. That the zar shayachot from a bemezid only has to pay kerem, doesn't have to pay chaimesh, and ratzah kohen limchah. But that he can't be done. The Taisus wants to understand, and there's no reason he's giving the Mishnah. How come by Ochal B'Shegeg, there's no, does not lend itself to Mechiva? And Ochal B'Meizid does, is linked on the Mechiva. So the Taisus claims that this is the Bir Adin. That Ochal B'Shegeg has to give Kerem HaChemesh. So the Ger Adin of Kerem HaChemesh in that case is the Teres Kapara. So since it's the Teres Kapara, therefore they claim there's no Kamla with the Ramine. And therefore they claim that it doesn't lend itself to Mechida. And all these Nafkiminis can apply. In Kaparla, Mason, therefore they'll be believing in a Sophic, you'll pay. And all the other Nafkiminis, there's no Dina Shvuasa, Shvuasa, Tikov, there's no Dina Shvuasa, Eidus. So it's not called Mamad, it's called Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Digadi. It's not a Mamad Digadi. Mashenikin Zasha Chachun of the Mazi, there the Chiyiv to pay is only the Torah's Tashlumin, Mazik, or Moizel. So there, if he wants to be Mechon, if the Kohen wants to be Mechon, then he says he can't be Mechon. This is just plain Tehbam. That's the Taisus claim. So the Rash on Mishnayos Trumas quote this Taisus and he said, I've never heard of such a thing. But if Zah Shachot Trumas B'Shegig is Chai B'Toros Kapor, and that's why there's no Mechila, why not? Why shouldn't it be Mechila, even though it's Kapor?
If Mechila
is not Kapor,
then you do
Kapor, and
why did you
Mechila? If there'll be a Chiyad Mitzvah, then
it'll
be
Kapor. It's Mechila, it's Kapor.
No. Zachav Shalachotun is Nisib De Shemayin. Nisib De Shemayin and Kari don't make fun of the Rambam. Only Yisrael. Of course, we're Mechunya Ben Akana, and we don't follow. Mechunya Akana holds that Kari also passes from Mom. Then Yimor has a Machlekes Abayim Rav, and that's that. And that's Lama. What would your Mechunya Ben Akana say regarding Nisib De Shemayin? But Nisib De Shemayin also Pater, it's an Amaral. Lama is not. But Nisib De Pater from Mom and Anad. But we don't pass from the whole of Mechunya Ben Akana. The passing of Torah did not pass. And even if you all are from the Chonim and Akonim, even if you all are from the Chonim and Akonim, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim where they found the Bay Chizkiya with a flaw to get the Chonim and Akonim in. The Gemara learns out, and see this later, in the third part, Gemara learns out from the Pasuk at the end of Parsha Semar. It says, Mak Ba'el Mishalmen and Mak Ba'odim Yumas. So, Ma Mak Ba'odim Alok Alok Tuboi. Ma makabein the lechelakta, but the mishegi bein the aizim bein derech yirida bein derech aliyah bein this bein that. All the mamazik goes pay. So to makar the yumas is not chayif to pay mamin bein mishegi bein the aizim bein the yirida bein derech and bein derech yirida bein derech aliyah and so on. That you always apply kamla with the rabbinim. That's the price of that kamla. But this you always say kamla with the rabbinim, even if you're nice to the person, is not going to get the mis. Even let's say he's mamar shabbos, it's not azed mishegi. The liyadim, the lihasrod, namish b'shoygig in the man hazeh, and you can't give nisi bezna. Anyway, you still say kamla with the rabbinim. That's the price of Tana Mephiska. So the b'shoygim have a machlokes, Rashi and Tesis, and the Balamor, and the Ramban have a machlokes, with Tana Mephiska apply to the Mechunim and Akonizim. If the b'shoygim hold it doesn't apply, it only applies to nisa. Nisa patas from mamin, and even b'shoygig. Malkis, where the Malkis patas from mamin b'shoygig, is a machlokes of Yechon Shlokish. We pass like Rabbi Yechon. No, the Malkus is not part of the Shogeg from Mammon. Only the Mezid. Only if the Lemaisa gets the Malkus, then a part. So the Rishonim have a Machlokes. What about Misud? What about Koriz? What about Misud Lo Shemayin? And the Chidmei Akane is Koriz Dino Ke Misud, or is Koriz Dino Ke Malkus? You can have a lot of cases where you won't have any problem with the Rabbi by the Zasha of Shemayin. So again, Tosis claims. If he's getting the Malkus, if he's getting Malkus, then he will be proper from paying the Malkus. That's the payment of the Malkus. Okay. Or if the Shadik, I believe that's wrong, but he is. You assume that there's no time to make it, you know? Or you assume that there's no somebody you're having in the clawback from. The Taisus claims that that's the distinction that the Mishnah is drawing in Trumas. That the payment is to Teres Mamayna, then it lends itself to mechita. But the dasha hatruma b'shegi, because the payment is the Torah's kapara, does not lend itself to mechita. And the Rasha Mishnah says he never heard of such a thing. It doesn't make any sense to him. Why shouldn't mechita work even if the mechita is kapara? Let's say I owe you money because Mashar Muad killed the ben chorin. You're the yorish of the ben chorin. The wrong thing. You're the yorish of the ben chorin. So if you want to be meichel me, the kofer, you can't be meichel. The Rasha says he never heard of such a thing. If I pay you the kofer, you can give it back. So why can't you say you're meichel? Mechila is gufka balti. The time Tosfos holds that it's not. It's a major machlok is Tosfos in the Rash. What together had been that if I owe you money, you're meichel me, that I don't have to pay. The Tosfos understands that mechila means that it breaks the chiyuv. So you can only, you're only abiding to break the chiyuv if it's a chiyuv moment to you, either chiyuv moment or a chiyuv knas. But if it's a chiyuv kapare, it's not really a chiyuv to you, that you're the bottom on this. I have to be miskalak, I have to shake a lulav. I have to sit in sukkah. So here the Torah requires, I have to get a kapara by giving this money to you. It's not that I owe you money. I have to get a kapara. The hechetim, so the way to get the kapara is by giving you the money. So what are you, you're not a balabash, you're not on that money. You can't cancel the chiyuv. And the Rash disagrees with us. The Rash holds that mechila is kiskabalt. Mechila pshat is that it's parua. Not that the chov is broken and canceled, but rather the chov is considered a little paid up. So the Rosh time is, why should Mechila work even by a Chiyuv Mamon, which is Kapar? If I would have paid the money and he would give it back, that would be good. If he says to me, don't bother to pay it, consider as if I paid it, to give it back.
But still, the person who owned the Yarsh or whatever, is Shor Mua, that was killed, was the right to the money.
Whenever you medical the thief, it's considered if I paid the money. If he didn't, it's considered if I paid. If it's considered if I paid, so I would get to make up for it too. Okay. Because if I would have given him the money, he would, for sure he would be able to give it back to me. He's giving it back.
He's
already
given it back. Okay.
So the mechila is kippur as the parua. Mechila, it is kabal. Considered as if he's got the money. That's exactly the machlok. The Rash and the Tosfos holds that true. Mechila means that you break the chov. The chov it came from. The Rash holds that mechila is kabal. But still, the Rash still explains the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah draw the distinction between zasha hachum and b'shegeg as opposed to zasha hachum? When he owes the money, b'taras mazik or b'taras ganev, so then, rather, you can be meichel me the chov and cancel it. But dasha hachshuma b'meiz, because it didn't require that you have to give it over haroli as kodesh. You have to have a specific form of payment. So how can you say mechilas kihiska balt? Mechilas considered as if it had been paid. How was it paid? Bishav kes, whatever. But it's not considered as if it was paid with potatoes or tomatoes. The din is that if I ate, I'm a czar, I'm not a prince. If I ate potatoes, b'shogeg, or truma, I have to give potatoes. If I ate tomatoes, I have to give tomatoes. And then, tomatoes are netach niyos kodesh. So what are you going to say? That I ate a czar shachot truma b'shogeg, has to give karen b'fahimish, and when he gives the potatoes, it's going to become truma, nas and truma. So when the kohen is meichel me, it's considered as if I had given him the potatoes and they were netach niyos kodesh. So where are they? You can't say mechila is kabalti in this specific form. You can only say mechila is kipiroin if there are no specific, if there is no specific surah to the tashlim, there is no specific form how this piroin should be done. Then the chilas is kabbalah. Consider this a faith, but you can't say it's considered this a faith with a bien, with a double word. So that's the rash. That the Mishnah Baba quotes the rash says that the reason why there's no mechila by zashah hachem with the shaygeg is because you have to give double word as kodesh, and mechila will not be considered kipiwa in there. But for zashah hachem with the mezid, there is no requirement to pay the afkin a double word as kodesh. You can pay by money, you can pay by shirt, you can pay in any form. So mechila is also a form of payment. So the rash holds the fetish against the rama. That by zashah hachem with the mezid, you don't have to give double word as kodesh. And that's what the Mishnah Baba kind of doesn't make any sense to rama. Why should you have to give a double Raviyas Kaidish if it's not going to be Nepach Liyas Truma? Why should you require it? Where's the Pasuk? Where's the Mokar? The Mokar only calls the Shaygig when he's Mesim Chaymesh and he gives it. And it's Nasim Truma, then you have to give double Raviyas Kaidish. But it's not going to be Nasim Truma, then call the call. So why should you have to give a pay?
The thing is, we don't allow him to be in aid until he does Truma and returns the object that he stole. So let's say, that he's done his
chuva
and therefore he's allowed to do it,
that
he's allowed to give
it,
still possible.
The Hashar, he did, that's considered the Hashar, but then he still has to be required by him. He still has to be required. A Vana doesn't become Pashar just by returning the money. That's even more than that. That's the Kabbalah Allah HaPur, not to be a Vana.
Well, I mean, he's done
gifts,
but that's
what? I'm not going to say. He knows when he's angry. He stole a nickel. A multi-million dollar business, I don't need that nickel. I'm with a nickel and I'm angry. I want to get this machine. Just because I'm with a nickel doesn't mean I'm with the cars. I'm with the houses.
Well, the fact that we're trying to teach him not to give him that he should be in motion, that he should
not be
okay. Because I'm
going to have to see the problem. But he needs holding that too. The fire is not enough. He has to be the capital of Habon. He has to really show that he's not going to steal again.
How
does
he show
that
he can give?
So
now that's
the Torah has in the Sanhedrin, he has to show that he's really going to the opposite extreme. The Rambam says that when a person is a Balabeira and a person is a certain Negro, they're going to say, really, he has to go to the opposite extreme, and then after he'll balance himself out, then he can go to the Derech HaMishpat. But the Gemara has in Sanhedrin that one is a Tzachar Mikubia, one is a Ganeth or whatever, he has to go first to the opposite extreme and be very mevatar on his mamon. Then he goes back to, then he can go back to the middle. But before we can imagine him in the end, we really have to know the Zadar that he's going to the truth.
Isn't there a direct shmuk that a person has a fear to pay the money rather than now they think to get the money? So
according to the Rash,
then we come out that a person that came from multiple years,
the Malva, the Malva cannot be Malva for the Leiva.
No,
the Sefi Reim holds that Shemitah doesn't really cancel the debt. The Leiva still owes the money for the Malva. Shemitah just says that the Leiva is not to come and pay the money. The Malva is Leiva, he's not allowed to ask for the money. When the Leiva comes and he pays it, the Malva is not to save the Shabbat. A unique sheet you're getting hold of. It doesn't cancel the debt at all. The debt is in Kama Omer, and the Lord has the need to go pay back and to run like a Pierce Pahoy missile, like any Pierce Pahoy. Except that the mother has a mitzvah on the palace of then he should save the shot. And then he adds on, if the mother doesn't want to do his mitzvah, what he does is he's creeping on a mitzvah. The Lord has a chiyuv, it's like an act, a spiel, a play. The Lord has to come and pay the money because Pierce Pahoy missile, and the mother has to say Mishamitani. And if the Malva doesn't say his part of the script, so the Leiva can get there and after the Malva to force him to say Mishamatani and give it back. It's a very unusual understanding of what Shemitah is. Shemitah is correct.
Shemitah
is
correct. Shemitah is correct. Shemitah is correct. Shemitah is correct.
He's a major not convenient, but he's mechila by chiyuv kapara. It's by kofar. So the kapara would be mechila by a chiyuv kapara. That's not convenient, sure. It is not convenient. There is a machlokes hatanaim in the sifra, and this passage that Tosfos in Yevamos puts. The nosa makanas hakodesh. If a farmer has bushels and bushels of tevel, and it's Kodesh Shem Truma, so the minute that it's Kodesh Shem Truma, it becomes Kaddish with Kedushas Truma. And then he gives it over to the Kohen. But it's Truma even before he gives it to the Kohen. So what about over here? Do I say that when he's Mafrish, here he doesn't have anything that's Tevel. Here he has Kulam Mesukonim. The Zah Shachal Truma B'Shege has to give Kulam Mesukonim. When he gives it over to the Kohen, it becomes Truma. So when does it become Truma? When is it in Kaddish? The Hafrosha makes it into Truma, the Kri Hashem. He's not Matra and he's a Tevel. So maybe he can't say that the Kri Hashem makes it into Truma. Maybe even Vinosan Lakhanis HaKadosh, Sinosan Bikachosai. Maybe she'd say no, Hafrashosan Bikachosai. And then the Sina is the second point. So that's the Mefurushim Achalei Satanoim in the Torah's Kohen. And the Yerushalmi quotes it. And the Tosis and Yevamos quotes it. Here, the Tosis on Laman Arbeis, at the end of the Tosis, I have a few lines. We call the Mishnah, Yevamos Atzad, it says, a person is a suffer plain suffer game of plain. It's a Timson. The two babies are born in a hospital. One woman is married to a Kohen, one woman is married to a Yisrael. And then the nurses mixed up the babies. So you don't know. The Mishnah Nivamis, what do you do? The nurses mixed up the babies. You don't know the word of the word, which one is the Kohen, which one is the Yisrael. So what happens if they grow up later and one of them eats, so they're not allowed to eat Truma? Because each one is forbidden to eat Truma. Maybe he's the Yisrael. Maybe he'll be chayav Yisrael Shemayim. Because Zah Shachal Truma. What if you went ahead and you did eat Truma, the Shoygei? So it says, Hamotz Mahaber Olof Arayim, Ein Misham Kerem Mechamish, you don't have to say. Hamotz Mahaber Olof Arayim. Great place to Sakash, but we just came up with a Chiddush, that Azar Shachal Shumma, the Shogeg, the Chiyuv to pay Kerem Mechamish, is a Chiyuv Kapara. It's not a Chiyuv Amoyna, it's not a Chiyuv Knas, it's a third category, a third thing that's called Kapara. We have a whole list of Kama, the Kama Nafkeminas, so Dina, what Kapara is all about. And one of our Nafkeminas is that you don't say Hamotz Mahaber Olof Arayim. The Sophic Mamayna Lukul, but a Sophic Kapara is like a Sophic Insideraita, the Kumra. So why do you say that if it's a Sophic Koyan, Sophic Zar, Shachal Shulah B'Shegei, that Hamot Maharel of Araya, and he doesn't have, Eim Shalom and Kerem HaKamish, they don't pay, but this is Amar, Kevin the Kapara, who, Lechai Vumi, Sophic, that says it's Kasha, assuming a Chiddush in the Kasha, they're assuming that you say Sophic Mamayna Lukumra, but he is Kapara. The place says, V'yishlam, the Vadat Yichim Lahaprish, the Afrasha they have to do. In the Kapari you get by being Makrish. With Svich of Loimar, with his exit from Lamisha Kapari to Iba Afrasha. And when it says you don't have to give Karen Kapari, means they don't have to hand it over to the Kohen. They can sell it to the Kohen. I'm a Sophic Kohen, Sophic Yisrael. A minute I was Makrish, and I ate the Trim of the Shogim. So maybe I'm a Kohen, and I'm not Chayv anything, and I had a right to eat this Truma. So when I'm Makrish, Kerem HaKadosh, instead of it, it's not nitpas, it's not tough. And maybe I'm a czar, and at the time that I ate it, I was doing an aveira, and I was mechuyev to give Kerem HaKadosh. When I'm Makrish Kerem HaKadosh, it'll become this Kaddish with Kedushas Truma. So therefore, but it's a suffix, whether what I was Makrish is this Kaddish with Kedushas Truma or not. So I'm a tzad, and I'm a czar, that Rosh will be the Kapora. But the giving over is just plain Nesina, so that you say, I'm going to Mahalei Allah Zorah. And when you say that you can't do mechila, right? That's what I said. When we said that you cannot do mechila, well, then I can't yochel nimchol. The last line of the Torah. I'm a linyan shelo yitzarech lahakrish. Ablacha sheifrish yochel nimchol shelo sheyeh shelo. The point can be made that he doesn't have to give it to him.
Even over
the shulman. See,
you
reckon? Like the sinas shulman. What about a topic, no? That's a question. Most of the big posting hold that Kohanim, Kohanim HaZokul is not a Zeh, not Sofik Kohanim, they're Vada Kohanim, but there's a Chumr in the Rabbanah that they can't do Karbanahs because they're not Kohanim here.
Yeah,
Sofik Kohanim not be Kohanim and not be allowed to do. But the Gemara said in the second chapter, there's an Isar Esteh, Azar Shana Esteh, Kappa, the Zeh, the Basti. The Pashto says that the person is a real Sofik Kohanim, Sofik Kohanim, not allowed to do. And Kohani Chazok of his man is that he is from Avada Kohani, not Sofik Kohani, the Pashto. See, the Acharim all lived on Tosis. How can Tosis say such a thing? Shaka Horos, Luyim, Bahab, Rosho, Tacho Machleke Satanayim. They themselves, the Tosis and Yivam is called, Machleke Satanayim in the Sifru on this person. So the Rasha has a famous comment on that Tosis, on Laman on the base, and the Abu Nezer, the end of Chelek Beis of Eben Ezer has Ha'oris on the daf of Tzuvah, he also writes the same comment. They both say, maybe you can say the following. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah, in the first perek in Chorus. There's one Machlokes HaTanoim where the Petach HaMor Kodem Pinyon is also known on with the Banor. The Mishnah in the end of the second perek in Kedushin says that the Mekadosh HaNisha with the Suri HaNoah, she's Zayin Kodesh. So the Mishnah gives us an example of Petach HaMor. Mekadosh Petach HaMor is Zayin Kodesh. Obviously Petach HaMor is also known. The Mishnah in the first parak in the Torah has a machlokes hatanoim, but the Petach HaMor is also manan mutamanan. So Tosafot says, the Gemara says, Petach HaMor, lachar, it says Petach HaMor tisa b'sevim. Lo sifte va rafta. So if you do arifa on the Petach HaMor, then lachar arifa is certainly also manan. That's placed on the palak, that everybody agrees. If you do arifa, it's also manan. The whole machlokes hatanoim is, I have a Petach HaMor, and I plan to do pidiya. I'm not going to do arifa, I plan to do pidiya, but I just didn't get around to do the pidiya yet. I sent out invitations, we're going to have a big party, we're going to make a pigeon Petach HaMor, we're going to have a big parade, and I didn't do it yet. But I don't plan to do Arifa, I plan to do Padilla. So do you say that the Petach HaMor Kodem Pinyon is Osban al Mutamon? So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. So we pass in that it's Osban. We pass in Petach HaMor Kodem Padilla is Osban. And it's not that the Arifa asses it, Akar Arifa, it remains Osban. It remains Osban. But it's even Osban from before, and it's born, it's Osban. It's like Hegel. So now the Tanoim have a further machlokes on the assumption that Petach HaMor Kodem Pidiyah is also Bano. When does the Issa HaNor go off? Mishas Pidiyah or Mishas Nesina? What if Amakrish the Seh? Tivda the Seh, Amakrish is Seh as the Pinyan Petach HaMor, but I didn't give it over to the Kohen yet. So do you say, once you Makrish it, once you Kurish him, I raise that Tachazan, this should be the Pinyan Petach HaMor. You've already removed the Issa HaNor. And that was just the mitzvah nesina. Do you say no? That up until the time that you do nesina, nothing will stop. So the Mishnah gives a mashal from Pidyon HaBen, that if I set aside 5 shkolim for Pidyon HaBen, I haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah until you do the nesina. Let's say I set aside 5 shkolim for Pidyon HaBen, and then the money gets lost. So you say, well, I already was paid at the ben, and it's just the mitzvah nesina, and it got lost. I don't have to do any nesina again. So the Mishnah says no. If you lost the money, so you didn't do anything. You didn't even begin to do anything else. Pidyon HaBen, nothing is chal until you do the sin. So that's the machlokes HaTanoim. Should you say the same over here by Pidyon Petach HaMor? So the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says there, what if you have a Sofik Petach HaMor? A Sofik Petach HaMor? So the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Mishnah, and it says your Sofik Petach HaMor. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it says a Sofik Petach HaMor is also Bahanom Yisofik, because Seika the Reis of the Chumra, and you have to be paid the Seh, but you don't have to give over the Seh to the Kohen. Because that's already Hamayt and Mahaver, all of our right. So the Gemara asks, but how can it be? The Gemara implies the question. The Gemara doesn't outright ask the question. The Gemara implies the question. How can it be? This is the Yisrael, if you hold that the Yisrael HaNor of the Petach HaMor goes off when you do the Hafrasha. But if you hold the Yisrael HaNor, it goes off when you do the Nesina. So here, if you're just going to do Hafrasha, you're not going to do the Nesina. So how did the Yisrael HaNor go off? So the Gemara answers no. The Gemara explains it. Even if you hold. But the Yisr HaNor, the Petach HaMor only goes off when you do the Nesina, that's only when you have to do the Nesina. But if you don't have to do the Nesina, when don't you have to do the Nesina? When you have a Sofik. So you say, I'm waiting for Harel of Arai, a Sofik Mamayla Lakuda. So all you have to do is Hafrosha. But then everybody agrees that the Hafrosha removes the Yisr HaNor. So that's what the Abnei and the Rashash are both Mechavim to the same suggestion. They say that what Taisa says is very difficult. Taisa says, so I'm waiting for Yisr HaKapar, Tzeba, Hafrosha, so the they both suggest that maybe it's not so. Whether the kapara of the zasha hashem b'shegeg, whether it's nasim kodesh b'shas kri hashem b'shas hafrosha or only b'shas nesina. They say even if you hold under normal circumstances that you need nesina before nesina. It's not chal, the double haragel is kodesh nandim fes b'kdusha, and nevertheless, that's only when you have to have nesina. But if I'm a Sofik Kohen, Sofik Yisrael, you say I'm not mechayev to do the nesina, then everybody will agree that when you do the hafrosha, that will serve as a kapara. Just like the Gemara said in the end of the first parak in Chorus, by a Sofik Petach HaMor, everybody agrees that there's no chayev nesina. So everybody would agree that when you do the hafrosha, that it will take off the Yisrael HaNor and the Petach HaMor. So the same over here. And then Rashash wants to even press this into Tesis. He wants to reread the Tesis. And we have to realize that that's the Tesis meant to say. So if you find it hard to believe that Tesis forgot this Machlokes HaTanaim.
Everyone agrees that there is a
problem. Tesis claims that the Kapara is acquired with Hakrosha. But the Rashash and the Adonai, they're both here. But that's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether Hakrosha's in the Kachosai. And the Sinasa of the Kachosai, not my friend of HaKodesh, when does it become Kodesh? If you hold the Sinasa of the Kachosai, how can you say that he gets the Kapara and he does Hakrosha? Nothing that lifts that Kikusha. Nothing else, but I'm not going to say Hakrosha's Hakrosha is Kachosai. But they sound like they're only saying it for the one time, according to the other time. So that's what they both suggest, the same view, that in this case, where it's a Sufi, but you have to give it or not, because you're a Sufi from Sufi Yisrael. Since you're not believed to do this thing in the Sufi, but here you'll say that the Hakrosha was in the Kaddish. That's the shot, that's difficult part. Because if you, the place who just, the place who just said over here that the, that the Nistina, the place said that this is a Fiat Kapar. And when I say the Fiat Kapar, you're not part of the Kaddish, but the Maharela Varaya from giving you Nistina. A prophet in the Tashlum, that's Kapara, you don't say that you're part of it. Hashash is not so rough, not so fresh. By giving over Pidyon Pesach Hamor, just to say, giving over the staff, that's not a din of kapara. It's a tachinuk. It's a mitzvah nesina. So a mitzvah nesina, you also say a mitzvah nechaber al harai. Some you can ask him, let's say, pidyon aben. What if you have a sofik pidyon aben? Pidyon aben is a mitzvah. So why don't you say sofik pidyon aben should be before Mishnah says the fair son? You have a sofik pidyon aben, you go to Kula. Say a mitzvah nechaber al harai. So why does Tosis insist that a sofik kapara, a chiyav tashlum, which is kapara, is a sofik you would have to pay? That's what they say. That's what Tesis claims. The Sufi Kapari, you do have to pay. You don't say Amos Mechorel Varai. That's why the Rashash, it's a little difficult. The Rashash wants to press this into Tesis, but that's what Tesis meant to offer. This over here is the Sufi, and you don't have to give the Nesina. The Sufi, so therefore, everybody would agree that the Hakrosha would be the Kaddish. What do you mean you don't have to give the Nesina the Sufi? If the Nesina is the Kapara, so then the Sufi Kapara is the Mechorel. That's what Tesis holds now. To say, to reread Tesis, that that's what they meant to Shvet. So it's an independent answer. Getting the wrong shot of it. The Rashash and Al-Nez give the wrong shot, but the prophet says that that's what Tesis meant. The Al-Nez has also a suffix in the end of Chelik Koshmish, he has an interesting suffix. The din is that if a Zar, Bikurin also has the din of Truma, that it's also a Zar, but it has an additional din like Marshashena, that you have to eat a Dafkin in Yerushalayim. So what if you have a Zar Shachal Bikurin B'Shoyim? So it's like Zasha Hachum and Bishag, you have to give Karen of Fanish, you have to give Dabah Haroyliyas Kurdish. When he gives that Dabah Haroyliyas Kurdish, may that be eaten anywhere, like Truma? Or do you say no? Once he gives it, it has to be eaten Dafke in Yerushalayim. He tries to bring rice from the places in Yibam. Interesting shadow, what could it even be? Discussed a little bit this year, the din of Oisav Yezbenoi, Rashi Atunish quotes the Gemara in Hulin. The Shor Oisav Yezbenoi lo se shchatu v'yemecher zvit m'loshem zocha. It sounds like it applies to the father and the Vlad. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Hulin, it's not even a keva, sh'ozav lishchat ha'ein v'ha'bein, and as far as Zohar, it didn't to shech the Zohar, the father, but the Vlad, that's a machlokes HaTanaim. And in Yerudeh, we pass that it's a sake of the demon. What's the shayla? But a choshishim lezerah, but rain choshishim lezerah. What is that? Choshishim. A choshishim means the chashash, a sofek. It has nothing to do with the sofek. It's a shayla and din. If you have a Vlad is born from a father and a mother, so the Vlad is yavas to the human being, the Vlad is yavas to the father, the Vlad is yavas to the mother. He's related to both. You say Mishpacha Sav Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sav Meini Kuri Mishpacha means that he's not related to the mother. It's not true, of course he's related to the mother. There's no shame Mishpacha, but there's a shame Kurva Shir Basa. There's a different Chal Hashem Kurva, but there certainly is a relationship. He's not allowed to marry the mother's mother's sister and so on. There are praises that are rusted to him. The Irishness from the mother. Of course there's a Kurva to the mother. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim. What about by Behemoth? You say that a Behemoth Nisyach is only after the mother, or he's also Nisyach is after the father? That's what the word means. Choshishim Zera means that the blood of the baim is misyachet also to the father. And then Choshishim Zera means no, that it's only misyachet to the mother, not to the father. That's how the Gemara says the Machlokes Hatanya. My Nachkimira was misyachet to the father, the mother, and he gets an aliyah. And the baim gets an aliyah, how you call him up? But he called him Plenty Ben Plenty, Plenty Ben Plenty. What's enough Kamina? And I says, well, one Nachkimina is for the purpose of the Osir Ez Benoah. Osir Ez Benoah only applies if the also the aim and the vlad are crazy as if they're related. So the mother and the vlad are related. The shah is the father and the vlad by them. Is there any kurva or not? If there's no yichus, there's no kurva, so there's no yichus of Osir Ez Benoah. So then the Gemara says, and there's also another Nachkimina. We have certain dinim that only apply to behemah. We have other dinim that only apply to chayat. Let's say chaylev is only also in behemah and chaylev chayyah is mutter. And also, as you know, only applies to behemah and doesn't apply to chayyah. And kisei adam only applies to chayyah v'yoyif and doesn't apply to behemah. So what if you have a vlad that's kilayim? It's a hybrid. The father was a behemah and the mother was a chayyah. The father was a chayyah, the mother was a behemah. So what will the min, how will we determine what the vlad is? What's the min of the vlad? Is do I say that it's only nikva by the mother, or do you say no, the mother and the father are both kaveh? The Gemara says that it's all b'hatalia. If the blood is only related to the mother, it's not related to the father. Biologically, of course, it's related to the father. But the question al pidin, if you say al pidin, the blood by the behemah has a kurva to the father or not? If he has no kurva to the father, any question is ever had by behemah is no kurva to the father. So the father does not be kaveh the min of the blood. Even though biologically the blood will clearly be a hybrid, he'll have half of the tchunas of the behemah, half of the tchunas of the chayah, but al pidin will be nikva by the min of the mother, whatever the mother is. If the mother is a behemah, the blood will be a behemah. Mother is a chayah, the blood will be a chayah. That's right. There won't be the koi will exist as a biological entity, but al pidin it will depend what the mother is. Whatever the mother is, that's what the koi will be. So the whole halacha that we say the kui is half and half, that we treat a kui as both a chaya and a behemah, and that's a tie to the sasa. So we go to Pumra all the time. That's all because we say over here, Lagabi also doesn't know whether you say choshish and zerahav or not, there's a fake of the dina. So it says in Yeridah, it's forbidden to shef those who doesn't know by the of in the vlad, but if you want to have the din, you wouldn't get malchus because it's fake of the dina. Whether we task in like Hananya, like the Rabbana, but the Choshishim is there, or any Choshishim is there. Because the Machlek is Hatana, we pass in that it's a fake of the Dina. So they also, let's say, Tayosh Abola Tzvi, or Tzvi Abola Tayosh, and the Vlad will be a Koi, but that will also be a fake of the Dina, whether biologically the Vlad is certainly a hybrid, but the Shadow Alpi Din. Do I say that the Vlad is a hybrid, it's both a Behemah and a Chaya? And then you'll have a Shiloh, what's the Dina of a Mikta Seh? What's the Dina of a Mikta Seh? Is only a half? Is half chai, half behemah? What's the difference? As far as the whole sugi, what's the difference? Seb up in the mikvah seb, or seb below the mikvah seb. The deal is the matter. So that's what we're asking is a sacred agreement. What if you have, let's say, the father and the mother, one of them is also bachid, and one of them is muta bachid, and they have a vlad? Let's say one is a shara niska, and one is not, and they have a vlad. A behemah hanavah is also bachid, and they have a vlad. So will you say, will you say that the vlad is a yaitze min ha'asur and min ha'mutar, and therefore it's a zev is a goyrim, and therefore it's a zev is not lekin? We pass from zev is a goyrim mutar. Or would you say, no, that's not a zev is a goyrim, you ignore the father, ain't choshim is there, how you ignore the father, and the only thing that counts is the mother. So if the mother is mutabano, the vlad will be mutabano. So that's 2 days in Tesis in Sanhedrin, that's 10 days. This has a little comment on the Gemara, and I have a machloket about
that. You said that the question of we all agree that biologically it is a mitzvah. And the question is whether it is a mitzvah or not.
Oh,
so the question of mitzvah and not is a question of the entity, the physical entity itself. Is it not so much of the molecules? But the
name. Shabbat writes in the sentence, it doesn't make sense. How can it be 2 days in Tesis? Nor does this say that the vlad is a behemah or a chayah, it has to be related. You can't have a yesh li'ayin. Someone creates a behemah, it's a yitzir, it's not a behemah, it's not a chayah. It's a synthetic animal. It's not a behemah, not a chayah, not a mice. We wouldn't have any of the dinim, kisa, we wouldn't have anything. So in order to be a behemah or a chayah, it has to be a benah, it has to be a miyuchah zikir. It has to be Ad sheishis mei brecha has to be a ben ha-ben or a bas ha-bas, whatever it is, has to have a yichas of a chaya, has to be related. In order to have a din of us, in order to have to be related. Some close to the shef to bein, only us if they're related. That's the shayla, whether the bar is the top of the essence of us. But in order to have a din of yichas and also rosa, then you have to be related. Yichas and also doesn't have to, let's say, you milk a pig, because the milk is related to the pig. Have eagle eggs, so the eggs are also, the egg is related to the eagle, the egg is the flower, an egg is an egg. What does Yotzim and also got to do with Kurva? Kurva of course, that's the Rakhain sign in the sacred. Taisus is Timet Lorin. Why does one day in Rakhain sign hold the other day more correct? How can it be one day in the Taisus in Sanhedrin that came in day, but if the old day in Taisus is there, then it's not called Yotzim and also Maran Lutzel, but you ignore the father. So how can you ignore the father? But it's still a Yotzim and Asim Nanu. But that was Yotzim and Asim Nanu.
What you say is, Vasa Inan, Ahani, Ahani,
the discussion is that if it's a yaitim and also it's not. If it's yaitim and also women are musa, then it's called Zed as a garden, and it's musa. So that's the shayla, 2 days in Taisus, whether the fact that the Gemara says you do consider the father, and it's called the Zed as a garden, is that only because you hold that Choshen Shin was there out? But if you would have held any Choshen was there out, then it wouldn't be called the Zed as a garden at all. The only factor that's Kaveh would be the mother. But he's saying, no, that even if you hold Ein Choshishim Zera Ha'av, that means that the father is not, quote, related to the father. But Yetzim and also it still is. You don't have to be related to be called Yetzim and also.
If you bear the shame and difference,
you would bear the shame and difference.
If you bear the shame and difference, you would bear the shame and difference. So before you had a Ben Yisrael and Yisrael, for sure. Now I turn into a Zera. We had a question.
Didn't turn into a set. That was God. There was no God. What's that? A pig gives off milk. An eagle gives off egg. That's not for Mishnah. That's the whole thing of the essence. Let's say a pig gives off milk. The Yetzim and Asur is off. But the pig has to have nourishment. So the pig eats grass. So you eat only kosher food. The one that says that all the milk that comes from the pig is the zedizagar, should be the pig. Just like if you have a cow that eats from the testa. So the Taz discusses that that's called zedizagarim, that if the cow wouldn't eat any food, it wouldn't be able to produce any milk. So because of the food that he ate, that's how to produce the milk. So it's a zev, a zev gorim, the milk is a nigram from the food and the cow together. So if the food is from the food, then it's called zev of the gorim. So most folks know zev of the gorim is mutter the pesach and the tazah. The chumri, one say that it's also, to say the same over here, you have a pig that ate kosher food. So why not say that that zev is a gorim? The answer is, that's ridiculous. No? A pig gives off milk, you should say the milk is kosher because it ate kosher food. That's ridiculous. When you have a zed goreim, you have two factors that bring about a third thing. But one is the primary factor. I have a machine. I have the pig is the machine that's manufacturing the milk, and the cow is the machine. But the primary factor that's the goreim to the ister, the goreim to the product, is the ister like a pig. So I ignore the fact that the goreim that has their offer, namely the food. The food is what you. But the chumra you'll say, so maybe it's called Yerkin and also the chumra to carry from the test. Maybe that's it. But this way you can say, so the first that's what that one day in Tosha says. When you have a behemoth giving birth to a blob, so the behemoth who wouldn't become Uberet, it wouldn't be able to give birth to the blob. So you have to have the Zohar also. You have to have the participation of the Zohar. The Tosha apparently visualizes this like the pig. That has to eat food. If the pig doesn't eat food, it's not going to have a vlog. what they consider the pig is the major gorim over here for the Yidden. So that's not called the Zev is a gorim because the Zohar is the Zohar in the Yidden. But here, Tanya Tosafot holds that the keva by the giving birth, and the keva is a major gorim. So the Zohar is a minor gorim, so I should really ignore it. If the Zohar is the Heter and the Nekeva is the Yisra, it really shouldn't be called the Zed is a Gorim. I should say that the major Gorim is the Nekeva and the Nekeva was the Yisra, so it should be Yisra. But Tosafot says, no, but if you hold that Feshish in the Zerah Ha'av, then the Vlan has within it a blend of both. Apidin has a blend of the Zohar as the mother and the father. So you can't, then you can't say you'll ignore the father. But he's the minor Gorim. But then you say that it's the Zed is a Gorim. And if you hold any Feshish in the Zerah Ha'av, then I'll ignore the father. But if it be the other way, Tosafot didn't say like that. If the father would be the Yisra, if the father would be the Behemoth and the mother would be Mr. Baneo, then the third Tosafot wouldn't say that you ignore the father. He wouldn't say that it depends on the man. Tosafot shouldn't say that. Only in one direction, not in the other. What? If the mother is mutter, and the father is Oscar, then everybody would agree that that's a perfect case of Zed is a Goyim, and that would be a machlekes of Zed is a Goyim. He's also mutter. If you all like the Tanner that lays in Zed is a Goyim, no, totally Oscar. If you all like the Yeshua, and he mutter. But the fact that Tyson said, is he even Zed is a Goyim to begin with, Tyson says, well, that depends on questions they ever have. That should only be in the one direction. If the mother is the mother is also and the father is mutter. Is that called Zed is a Gorim? If the father is also and the mother is mutter, I thought that third is called Zed is a Gorim. The Rishonim have a machlekes, we mentioned it several times. Rishonim have a machlekes where the Yisra Shemeshtana becomes mutter or the men be Yisura. The Roshan Rabbein Yerin and Gorim. So one of the Mekoros that our friend quotes is from this week's Sebi. The Mekoros is called Yigranim Yisra Chalosh, but that's Mekoros Tam Lesoflu, Aresim Ayom Azeh. The Gemara says in the first paragraph of Ephesians, why do you have to say all three? That's the color of Kam. Why don't you say that the Kamal is also, the Kodesh is also. The Kodesh is also, the Lachim is also. The Gemara said, no, I would have thought that Issa Shemeshtana is Mutter. I would have thought that if you grind it up, I would have thought that if you toast it, it becomes Kodesh. Or if you grind it up and you make flour out of it, or then you bake it, it's turned into Lachim, so then Issa Shemeshtana is Mutter. But the Mashmalon, that it's still also. So that's the deal that the Achrayim have. So what is the positive being for Mashmalon? The passage is commercial on the even though Issa Shemeshtana is mutter, here it's a great man of love. Or the passage tells you that this is not called Mishtana. This is not called Mishtana. Or the passage tells you no, that even though it's Mishtana, it's still awesome. From here I learned to call it Tarakula, that every Issa Shemeshtana is awesome. But I can't have the three, all the three possibilities. And here's the space that they discuss. The Parfayim discusses it with the Elephant Mother. They have all the three possibilities. They go to Afrain and have all the three possibilities. The Pasuk says that on Sukkot you have to take the dollar meaning, because you have to add Arbe Nachal. The Gemara in Sukkot darshan from a Pasuk that even if the Arab is dumped raw by a river, it's also kosher. So does that mean it's also kosher to be Yevet, but the Chatzili should fulfill the Pshutish HaMikra, should be Arbe Nachal? Is an Adifah to be in time of Pshutish HaMikra? They say no, but once you darshan from a Pasuk that it's not that clear, so there isn't even any Adifah to fulfill the Pshutish HaMikra. The Torah Shabbat is taken as a pirush on the Torah Shabbat Stav, and this is the pshat. Rabbi Nachal doesn't mean anything. The word Nachal doesn't mean anything. It's just a simon to identify which are rovers. That's not these are rovers, not those are rovers. Shouldn't be a top proper, has to be the right are rovers, not the, shouldn't be a costly are rovers. Or no, the Torah Shabbat Stav is not a pirush on the Torah Shabbat Stav. Torah Shabbat Stav is different. The Torah Shabbat Stav is one unit, Torah Shabbat Stav is a different unit. And whenever there's a conflict, we pass them like the Torah Shabbat Stav, but there is an Indian to be Mahadir after the Torah Shabbat Stav. So the Rajboin, we mentioned the Rajboin Yoramah says, Kolsa Nala Mial Ragloi says, even though the Kostas is Naloi, that it should belong to the Yavam. The Gemara Darshan is in Yoramah, that if it doesn't belong to the Yavam, it's also good. But the Gemara says that's only good to the Yevet, and the Hakhila, it should be. Kolsa Bissam, the Shem Shaloi, it's good only to the Yevet. The Hakhila, Miko Amino, the Hakhila is no good to the Gemara. So why is it no good to the Hakhila? So the Rajbo there, on Perak Mitzvah Chalitza, has two Pshat. And one Pshat is that the Hakhila should be Mekai, should be Meharad, be Mekai, and Pshut Vashanik. It seems to be assuming in that bombshell that the Torah Shabbat Peh is not a Pirush on the Torah Shabbat Stav. It concept is different. The Parish of Estad is Lakud, and Parish of Estad is Lakud. It didn't, whenever there's a conflict, you pass on to Parish of Estad. But there is an Indian to be Mahadigar to the Parish of Estad. Well, the Moshe, when the Pasuk of Ayin Tachasayin at the end of this, he said, also Hashayin. The Halacha says that it's Mammon. It's not Ayin Tachasayin. What do you do with the Pshita Shamitya? The Rambam says the Pshita Shamitya doesn't mean anything. The Rambam writes, and the Hafdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah is, he divides all Parish of Estad into different categories. He has the Pirushim HaMkubav and the Sinai. He has a whole category. He says, Tafasayim, he says, Kriyat Hadar, and a whole list of other things. But that's the Pirush HaMikubav and the Sinai, that's what the Pshat and the Chumash is. Not that the Chumash is one thing, we don't follow the Chumash. We follow the Parish of Estad. This is the Pshat HaMikubav. But others assume that it's not so, that the Torah is saying what the Din should have been. The Torah should have started giving the Midas HaDin. So the Midas HaDin says what he really deserves, for blinding the other guy for breaking his head, and deserves that they should give him Shevet HaShever, Ayin HaSayin. And the Torah Shabbat Torah says that we don't have to be so humble. We don't have to be mocking like the Torah Shabbat Torah. Not that the Din used to be like that, and then the Torah Shabbat Torah changed it. We're not saying it changed it. The Din was, the Torah Shabbat Torah was always like that, but the Torah Shabbat Torah is saying what the Din should have been. So eventually once gave a whole drush on this, based on a Ramban by the Keshet, Ramban HaFumish, Parshat Neh, talks about the Keshet, he talks about the Midas HaDin, that there are two kinds of Midas HaDin. Not everything is Din, or not Din, but Din Din Guf, but there's Din HaTif and there's Din HaRafya. So he gave a whole beer on this Parshat, and maybe the Parshat is found, the Ayin Tach HaSayin, Shein Tach HaShem, and so on. This is the Midas HaDin, the Din HaTif, this is what the Din should have been. And Parash Rapeh tells me that we don't give such a strict Midas HaDin. Parash Rapeh is a Midas HaChesed or a Din HaRafya, a different type. These are along the lines of the Rosh. The Rosh has a plow that the Rosh in Baba Kaman, it doesn't care, it asks Kaman Zuma, you might have a self-aid. Why is it that by Tzulis, the Bala Asher pays Chatsi Nezik? Regularly pay Nezik Shalom, and Tzulis is perfect, you don't pay Chatsi Nezik. You might have a Shalom, you buy a Lahu. Is Allah a perfect to do for and it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, here for the new law that Tzuris is the kula that you want to pay chatsi nezik, because it's reversed. Mikra adinah should be perich alav ki gufo, and the balabayim shouldn't have to pay anything. And the halacha of the new law is that he pays chatsi nezik. Instead of paying nothing, he pays chatsi nezik. Which direction is it? The halacha of the new law is the chum or the kula. So you rather had any guide. Any man who's busted to buy a hod of pashto, perich alav ki gufo, the halacha of the new law, that instead of paying the nezik shon, perich chatsi nezik. So the Rosh asks that normally whenever the Gemara has a verse of the Bible, how the Pashto, they tell you what the Pshitas is based on. Based on a Pasuk, based on a Mishnah, based on a Braisa, based on a Svar, he didn't more than anything. Just they had a Kler, Kleri Rosh, and verse of the Bible, how the Pashto, he was noted this way. But what was he noted that way? But yesterday he thought maybe he can say A, maybe B, so why did he change his, why did he change his mind overnight? Maybe tomorrow he'll change his mind again. There's no Raya, there's no Hifat in the Gemara. So the Rosh suggests, and that Gemara, that this was the Svara that prompted Robert to say that Nikar Adin Kerech HaKigufa and Hilchas HaGemiri was Lekuda. Why? Because Halacha Moshe M'Sinai is always Lekuda. As it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, that when you build a Sukkah, you have to ask, it says Basukkah, 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 and it's Samamole, Samachos, it says, Mar has a whole Machlevis HaTanayim, whether you're Darshan according to the Kriya, according to the Ksib, or you say Yeshem HaMikah, Yeshem HaMaser. The Gemara says, whatever the Din should have been, the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai takes off one. If he said the Din should have been four walls, but let's hold the Din should have been four walls, and then Hilchos HaGemira says Shalosh Kehilchosam, Revi is Apiru Tevin. And if you hold that the Din should have been three walls, so then Hilchos HaGemira tells you Shnayim Kehilchosam, or Shlish is Apiru Tevin. By the way, that Din, Shnayim Kehilchosam, or Shlish is Apiru Tevin, it says the Pharisee, you're not supposed to use that Lahakhtuva. There's the Farish and the Ramah. Just last night, I visited someone who has a beautiful home and a beautiful sukkah, an indoor sukkah, and has Shtayim Kelchos and Shlishis Hafidu Tefa. So I said, how do you do that? He said, yes, this rabbi, when he was building the home, his rabbi told him, it's kosher l'chaktiv. There's the Ramah not that. There's the Ramah that l'chaktiv in the minute is that you make shleimah. You have four wall shleimah. But you don't rely on this question. Why? You don't rely on the halacha of Moshe M'Sinai. Maybe this is the reason why you don't rely on it. Because like the Rambam says, you should be mehadar for the lechatzibah to have the sand v'shaloi. And you should be mehadar lechatzibah to take out the nachal, some poskim say. You should have arabas that grew by the river. So maybe that's what the Rambam's film is based on. But then if it's based on that, it should only be, three walls lechatzibah. Maybe you say, no, that's all part of Russia. Yashem HaMikra, Yashem HaMaseret, that you darshan according to the Ksiv. maybe you have to be mekayim the pshutish and mikra decree. If the decree is poor, maybe that's what the Rambam is based on. I don't know. But I'll find the Rambam writes like that. That mechatzil in the meaning is that you have dalek shleim. You don't rely on these dreidim. Not right. So that's what the Rosh has this pshutish. That hilchos segmirah is always lahakim. And it brings the right to not gemara that whatever the din should have been with the four or three, so the hilchos of mirula was megareya that it should be left. There's one lashon gemara, not so. One lashon gemara should have been two, and the hilchos of mirula added on the third one. But the Rosh is assuming that the equal is like the other lashon in the gemara. Yeah, so Rachid used to say over the Balatanya has on the Likut of Torah and his Rosh is unfinished. He has a whole drasha about this. That why did the rest of the Hilchos said Nirula is always lachta? Because the Torah Shabbat is not a pirush on the Torah Shabbat. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam always writes that the Torah Shabbat is the pirush of the Torah Shabbat. And that's why the Rambam considered this pirush Muhammad to bottom his seal. Because this is the pshat on the Chumash. Kriyat Sodom means an S with an I, Tachatan means mom, and it doesn't mean otherwise. And according to that rush, it could be that it's not so. That the Chumash means one thing and the Torah Shabbat is not the pirush of the Chumash. The Torah Shabbat is another Torah. The more we'll often have Torah, Soy, State Torah, Torah Shabbat 7, Torah Shabbat 8, two Torahs, not that it's one Torah with a Pirish. It's not all the same. This was given in Midas Adin. This is given at the Midas HaChesed. Whenever there's a conflict, so we follow the Tzad. The Rebbe Hashem told us we can have a break. We can follow the Midas HaChesed. We don't have to be so strict. Meshapa and Afkamina, the Prince Gordon has a topic. The Gemara says, if you have a halacha mentioned in Sinai, you cannot extend that halacha mentioned in Sinai ayidei kavachayim. So the Prima Gordon has a suffix. It's a more fair of Lezer and Nila, Vishnu and Nozir, other places. Ain't the main kavachayim in halacha. So the Prima Gordon has in his little sefer in the Ginas Verodin, he has a suffix, what would be the din in the following case? What if I have a kavachayim from a din in the Chumash, not from a halacha mentioned in Sinai? But I want to make a yochiyah from a halacha mentioned in Sinai. Yochiyah means in order to be matched for the kavachayim. You're going to say that kavachayim, and you should have said this kavachayim, leading to the wrong conclusion. So that shows that it's wrong. So the halacha only in the main kavachayim, the halacha you cannot extend halacha mentioned in Sinai. Well, it means that halacha mentioned in Sinai, Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Sav are separate. They don't blend in. If you hold that they blend in to be one unit, Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh are one unit, and Torah Shabbat Peh is the pirush of the Torah Shabbat Sav. So then why is then the main Kavachayim Aloha? You have to say that the Midrashatah and the Rashatah were not given the darshan to extend Torah Shabbat Teh, only to extend the Torah Shabbat Teh. But to make a Yachiyach, if I make a Kavachayim from a Din and a Chumash, I want to make a Yachiyach from a Torah Shabbat Teh, why not? You should be able to make a Yachiyach. But if you say that the reason why ain't the main Kavachayim Aloha is a different time, is because the Torah Shabbat, the whole idea of Kavachayim is based on the fact that all the Din of the Torah fit into one pattern, and makes up one system. And Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Sav are two separate systems. Torah Shabbat Peh is the Midas HaChesed, so to speak, and Torah Shabbat Sav is Midas HaDin, two different systems. But then not only would it be Ein Lemeidim Kavachayim Me'aloch, it would also be Ein Lemeidim Yochiyach Me'aloch. Because if you want a darshan of Kavachayim from a Din in the Chumash, you say Torah Shabbat Peh is Lachut. It's a different system, it doesn't fit in, so you can't even make a Yochiyach either. And part of that may be the suffix of the Prima Gordon. It can be quoted from the Sefer Priesthood. So the Rishonim had the suffix whether you can make a Yochiyach. If you made a kavachayim from a din and a chumash, can you make a yachiyach from a halacha mentioned in Sinai? Parsha Tzemach is one of the biggest sentences. A lot of biggest.
Straighten it out. We just expect it. I don't get it.